Hello, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast. And this is for Friday, the 8th of January, 2021. And it's for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Well, listeners, another fairly positive day of statistics across the board for the ASX resource sector. Couple of sort of concerning stats, and we'll talk through those as we get to them. Let's start with the number of ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and there were 569, down from 584 yesterday. So let's look at the breakdown of those 569 ASX resource stocks that traded today. There were 213 with gains, down from 243 yesterday. There were 154 with no gain, that's up from 145 yesterday. And there were 202 with a loss, up from 196 yesterday. That's probably the most concerning stat today, is the amount of losses now reaching over 200. But it's been a fairly consistent week for the ASX resource sector, so we'll see how that plays out next week. And it's the only time this week, or in 2021, that the amount of losses have been in excess of 200. So 2021 started well for the ASX resource sector. Let's move on and look at the volume for today. The volume was at 1.72 billion, down from 2.35 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average volume per stock today is also down to 3.03 million average volume per stock, down from 4.03 million average per stock volume for yesterday. Looking at the average gain loss today, it's again at an average gain of 1.15% average gain per stock today, down from an average gain of 1.44% average gain per stock yesterday, but still a very healthy percentage gain per stock there today. Let's continue with the good news and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were: at number one is Copper Moly Limited, ASX code COY, and it had a positive gain of 108.33% today. Great gains there for shareholders and directors. At number two, we have Doremus PLC, ASX code DOR, and it had a percentage gain of 50% today. At number three, we have Tigers Realm Coal Limited, ASX code TIG, and it had a percentage gain of 30% today. At number four, we have Zeotech Limited, ASX code ZEO, and it had a percentage gain of 29.63% today. And rounding off at number five is Helix Resources Limited, ASX code AHLX, and it had a percentage gain of 27.27% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. Again being COY, DOR, TIG, ZEO, and HELX. Again, congrats to all holders with the positive activity and gains with those stocks today. Let's look at the commodities today, and the best performing commodities for today were copper, gold, silver, lithium, and oil and gas, all performing well today. As far as project locations, Kalgoorlie was the standout and the best project location for today, and Kalgoorlie is located in Western Australia. As far as the highest traded stock today, it was Chase Mining Corporation Limited, ASX code CML, and 6.42% of the company was traded today. Looking at the general top 20 today and their percentage of staff admin versus percentage project spend over the last 12 months, and it's sitting at 61%, an improvement from 68% yesterday. So effectively what that means, listeners, is of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today, they spent an average of 61% on staff admin over the last 12 months, and 39% on projects. And as far as dollar value over the last 12 months, they've spent in excess of $34 million on projects with the general top 20 today. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. And there are 144 ASX resource stocks that traded today that use an ERP software solution, down slightly from 145 yesterday. And looking at the average gain loss today, it's at a positive gain of 1.10% average gain per stock today for ERP, down from an average gain of 2.10% average gain per stock with ERP yesterday. Looking at volume, it's consistent and remains pretty much the same at 507 million today, up ever so slightly from 503 million yesterday. Therefore, the average is up slightly to 3.5 million, up from 3.4 million yesterday average volume for ERP. Looking at the ERP top 20 today and looking at their spend over the last 12 months of percentage staff admin versus percentage project spend, and it's sitting at 47%, an improvement from 53% yesterday. So effectively what that means, listeners, of the ERP top 20 today in the ASX resource sector, they're spending an average of 47% on staff admin and 53% on projects. And as far as looking at the ERP top 20 today and their spend on projects over the last 12 months, it's in excess of $152 million. Now let's look at comparing that back to the general top 20. Their staff admin percentage average over the last 12 months was 61%. ERP's average staff admin was 47%. So again, reflecting that a lot more focus on projects when using ERP, and even highlighting the project spend. The general top 20 had spent $34 million over the last 12 months. The ERP top 20 have spent well in excess of $152 million over the last 12 months. So again, highlighting when using ERP, a lot more project focused and money spent on projects. All right, let's look at the overview, the best performing ASX resource stock for today. Again being Copper Moly Limited, ASX code COY, and we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects in exploration and all located in Papua New Guinea, or also known as PNG. And looking at their spend over the last 12 months, they've spent no money on projects and $948,000 on staff admin. So that equates to 100% of money available over the last 12 months was spent on staff admin and no money on projects. Looking at money in the bank, they have well in excess of $4.3 million in the bank. That's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. As of close of trade today, their market cap closed at just over $53 million. Total shares on issue is just over 2.12 billion shares on issue. Again, that's 2.12 billion shares on issue. And looking at their share price performance over the last 12 months, it started the year at 2020 at 0.07 of a cent, and it's now closed as of trade today, 2.5 cents. So some nice gains over the last 12 months for top 20 shareholders and directors. And looking at the top 20 shareholders along with the directors, and they own in excess of 95% of the company. So very strong and loyal top 20 shareholding there for Copper Moly. Congrats again to all the shareholders and directors of Copper Moly, ASX code COY, with their positive gains and activity today. All right, that now concludes the MacCorp Daily Podcast for today. Thanks again for listening and enjoy your weekend, and we'll do the weekly podcast tomorrow. Goodbye for now.